This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7. Manera anasi uri musi wesvondo chivabvu 29, 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanoti munhu wese anofanirwa kupiwa chikafu chiri kupiwa vanhu vane nzara, asi imwe nyanzvi yezvematongerwo enyika inoti iri igodzera mukanwa chete. Sangano reCenter for Natural Resource Governance rodzidzisa veruzhinji pamusoro pekodzero dzavo munyaya dzezviwanikwa zvavo. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America, uri muWashington DC, tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe, svondo rapera, vakakomekedza kuti chikafu chiri kugoverwa vanhu chinofanirwa kuenda kuvanhu vose, kwete kuti ndevebato ripi kana kuti vanopinda chechi ipi. VaMugabe vakataura mashoko aya pagungano renhengo dzavo dzakaungana muHarare dzichiratidza rutsigiro rwadzo. Asi vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika anopikisa nevamwe vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika vanoti mashoko avaMugabe aya haana zvaanobatsira sezvo zvinozoitika pasi pari kugoverwa chikafu ivo vanenge vasipo. Nengo dzeMDC dzakawanda dzinogara dzichichema chema kuti dziri kunyimwa chikafu nemutungamiri weZANU PF mumatunhu mavagere, icho chinenge chifanirwa kunge chipiwa vanhu pachena. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi tabata Dr. Ricky Mukonza, vano venyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika, vachidzidzisa paTswane University kuSouth Africa.
Hongu president vakataura sokudaro, asi chatinoziva pamusoro pemaitiro utungamiri weZANU PF ndewekuti vanoita zvekuruma vachifuridzira, vanotaura zvakanaka nerimwe rutivi asi handei pakunoita, vanoita zvakapesana nezvavanenge vataura. Ini maonero angu chaiwo chaiwo ndeyekuti dambudziko rekuti vatsigiri vevanopikisa mune zvematongerwo enyika kana chete chikafu chichikondrolewa nevanhu veZANU PF havana chavanowana, nekuti tinoona even ipapa pakuunzwa kwakaitwa vanhu kuHarare kuzofora, totonzwa kuti pane vamwe vatsigiri vemapato vanopikisa vakapisirwa dzimba nekuti vakanga varamba izvi. Saka ini maonero angu ndidzokoro zvakare, handioni chingachinje pamaitiro eZANU PF.
Vanhu vemapato anopikisa iva havagone here kuenda kumapurisa vachinotaura kuti mutungamiri wenyika akati tipiwe chikafu asi ngana ari kutinyima nokuti tiri vemapato anopikisa?
Hongu vapresident vakataura, asi tinoziva kuti mapurisa edu ane kwaakarerekera panyaya dzekuenforce mutemo idzi. Vakangonzwa zvataurwa neutungamiri weZANU PF unenge uri mumatunhu avanenge vari, ndo zvavanoteerera nekuti vaMugabe vanenge vasikoka. Saka zvekuti vaMugabe vakati chakati izvo zvainguva zvekutaura zveparali paground chaipo chaipo, handifungi kuti zvinowanikwa zvichiitika saizvozvo. Kunyanyanyanya toenda kunyaya dzemavhotidzo nekuti pane nyaya yesimba kainenge yapo apa, saka mitemo inenge yatochinja kare.
Vanga vari Dr. Ricky Mukonza, vanoenyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachidzidzisa paTswane University of Technology kuPretoria kuSouth Africa vari parunare kuSouth Africa kwakare. Sangano rinorwira kodzero munyaya dzezviwanikwa reCenter for Natural Resource Governance rinoti riri kupinda maruva richipa dzidziso kuvanhu pamusoro pekodzero dzavo pamusoro pezvicherwa zvinowanikwa munharaunda dzavagere. Mukuru wesangano iri vafarai maguhu vanoti vakatora danho iri mushure mekuona kuti vagari vazhinji vari kupedzisira vave nhapwa dzezviwanikwa zviri mumatunhu avo panzvimbo yekuti vanunurwe nezviwanikwa izvi. Vamaguhu vanoti vazhinji vari kurasikirwa neminda yavo, kusvibisirwa nzizi uyewo mweya hwekufema nezvimwe zvakawanda vasingazivi kuti vari kutyorerwa kodzero dzavo. Vanoti vaita misangano matunhu anosanganisira Penhalonga, Mutoko, Bikita neHwange kusvika pari nhasi uye vari kutarisira kuenda mberi kumatunhu akaita seDawendale nemamwe. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navamaguhu pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Programu yedu chinangwa chayo ndechekuti nharaunda iwane mukana wekukurukura pamusoro penzvimbo yavo. Vanenge vachiedza kusona nhoroondo yenzvimbo yavo zviwanikwa zvisati zvaakucherwa. Shanduko yakaunzwa nekuda kwezviwanikwa izvozvo in terms of access to land, in terms of nzizi dzavo, in terms of kuwanikwa kana kushayikwa kwemabasa, in terms of dzidzo yevana, kodzero dzemadzimai nezvimwe zvakangodaro. Saka chinangwa chedu ndechekuti macommunities varege kumbunyikidzwa nemakambani anochera zviwanikwa, asi macommunities vakwanise kubatana votaura nenzwi rimwe chete vachidimanda kuti kana mining company yapinda munharaunda inofanira kuti ipiwe mvumo nevagari vemo, kwete kuti inotanga yapiwa mvumo kuHarare zvobva zvaperera ipapo yongouya kuzoudza community kuti mibva yapa taakushandira pano isusu. Saka tiri kutarisawo zvemitemo kuti mitemo yedu inoti chii pamusoro pekodzero dzevanhu muzviwanikwa zvavo zvinosanganisa minda, mvura nezvimwe zvakangodaro-daro. Saka ndo project yatiri kufamba nayo.
Tinonzwa kuti ivhu nezviwanikwa zvaro zvinhu zvinonzi ndezvehurumende. Vagari vanozonzwikwa here kana dai vakataura nezwi rimwe chete izvo zvinhu zvichinzi ndezvehurumende izvo?
Vagari vanonzwikwa kana vakataura nenzwi rimwe chete uye vakaratidza kuti vakarongeka ende vari kurevesa pane zvavari kuita. Nekuti mamining companies vanoshandira macommunity. Kuzvida kana kusazvida vanotofanira kuti vadyidzane nenharaunda yavari kushanda. Ndosaka vachishandisa inonzi divide and rule, yekuti vanobraiba vanhu vakaita semadzishe, mapurisa, kuti vadivide community. Community ikataura neone voice, macompanies anenge asina an option. Kunyange vakasapedza matambudziko ese ari munzvimbo iyoyo, asi vanotoziva kuti tinokwanisa kusvibisirwa brand redu, zita redu, kana community ikatanga kuishuwa mapress statements ichitaura huori hwatiri kuita. Hurumende ikaona kuti vanhu on the ground vasvinura, hainawo option, inotangawo kuratidza kuti makambani dai madai madai, nekuti hurumende inenge ichidawo mavhoti anobva kuvanhu.
Muri kushanda iwewo here nehurumende yacho kana wemakambani ivavo pane zvamuri kuita zvedzidziso izvozvo?
Urongwa hwedu ndehwekuti tichazoita inonzi grievance mechanism panenge paapamberi. Tida kutanga tasimudza community kubva pavari apa vosvika palevel yekuti havachatyi uye vaakuziva maissues vanofanira kuti vataure nehurumende uye nemakambani.
Vanga vari mukuru wesangano reCenter for Natural Resource Governance vafarai maguhu vari parunare kwamutare nestudio 7. Iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu uko anotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
nokutambirai nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa nemuteedzeri wemunyori musangano reZANU-PF Youth League vakudzai Chipanga avo vakaronga gungano re1 million men march iro rakaitwa nemusi wechitatu. Tinokutambirai nemufaro pano pastudio 7 vachipanga. Tiri kuona kuti vechidiki vebato reZANU-PF vakakwanisa kuunganidza zvuru nezvuru zvevanhu muHarare umu nemusi wechitatu uyu. Semaonero enyu, zvakafamba here sezvamanga makatarisirawo?
Zvakafamba kuburikidza zvatenge takatarisira.
Ngatichitariseiwo matambudziko ari kusangana nevechidiki vachipanga makataura akati one day mutungamiri akavimbisa kuti aiwa ndichatarisawo zvichemo zvenyu. Mune tarisiro here kuti zvichagadziriswa?
Tine tarisiro nechivimbo chikuru pana purezidendi vamugabe. Purezidendi vamugabe munhu anovimbisa zvinhu zvaanoita. Purezidendi vamugabe ndo vakatungamirira nyika ino kuti ibve muhondo kusvika tiwane independence 1980. Purezidendi vamugabe tinovatora sekuti vakatungamirira nyika yedu yeZimbabwe kuti iyate netinoti pachirungu political independence. Iko zvinezvi tiri kutora sekuti nyika yedu iri pahondo zvakare yekuti tiobtaine tinoti pachirungu economic independence. So tinovimba kuti vamugabe vanozadzikisa zvavakavimbisa vechidiki. Vazadzikisa zvinhu zvakawanda chaizvo zvavazadzikisa zvavakavimbisa munyika muno. Saka hatingatangi kudauta nhasi nekuti hapana pavambotiita let down isu mumusangano wezano. Hapana pavambotiita let down isu munyika yeZimbabwe. He is a man of his word. Hapana pavatiita let down muSouthern African region. Hapana pavatiita let down muAfrica as a continent. Munhu anomira nezvaanenge ataura.
Tichitarisa imi munotungamira vechidiki munogara muchitaura navo, zvii zvavari kuda kuti zvinge zvichiitwa nechimbi chimbi?
President vakataura vakasimba chaizvo nyaya yekuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vawane pekugara. President vakataura vakasimba kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vawane minda yekurima gore ra2000. Then government ikapita back on the land reform program. Iko zvinezvi president vataura kuti vakasimba chaizvo kuti vanhu ngavaone mastands ekugara madhorobha. Saka ndakaona nezuro kuti vakataura vakasimba chaizvo iyoyo and vatotaka kutobatsira vanhu kuti vange vachiona mastands ekugara mudhorobha reHarare. Vakatoita kuti Ministry of Local Government iite mahectares akati wandei chaizvo ekuti vanhu vapiwe mastands ekugara. Mudhorobha reBulawayo vakatotaurira Ministry of Local Government kuti ipe vanhu mahectares akati wandei chaizvo ekuti vanhu vaone pekugara. Saka vatotanga kutoita zvavakavimbisa president vamugabe.
Taonawo vamwe vaakutotanga kutaura kuti vachipanga vanga vasingafaniri kutsiura mamwe makurukota pachita chevanhu. Munoti kudii nemashoko iyaya?
muZANU-PF mumba medu tinotaurana zvatinoona kuti zvoni zvinenge zvida kuti zvitaurwe tiri mumba medu. Hapana chakashata kutaurana mumba medu, chakashata kutaura uri panze pemba.
Saka tichitarisawo nyaya dzekunetsana dzakasimudzwawo navamugabe kuti dzinofanira kuti dzinge dzichipera, muri kuona zvirizvo here zviri kuitika? Nekuti tiri kumboona pane kakumbokakavadzana kanoitika pakati pesangano renyu reYouth League nevakarwa hondo.
President vamugabe ndiwo mutungamiriri wedu tose mumusangano weZANU-PF, ndiye mutungamiriri wedu tose munyika yeZimbabwe. Vanhu veZANU-PF vane discipline, vasiyana nevanhu vanobva kune mamwe mapato maduku duku akaita sana MDC nemapato mamwe achangotanga tuduku duku twakafanana na People's Face netumwe tumapato. ZANU-PF ibato hombe chaizvo zvekuti dai ranga riri bato risina discipline ringadai risina kukura kusvika parasvika apa. Dai riri bato sakarafana MDC yaparara nekushaya discipline. That's why tumapolitical parties twawanda.
Asi kaivo vanopikisa vachipanga vanogona kuti neimo muZANU-PF makabudawo kamapoka akawanda, ana Zumu, vana People First nana Mavamba.
Hakusi kubuda musangano weZANU-PF kuya kunonzi kupanduka.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru vachipanga nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda mukoma, mowe nezuva rakanaka, Mwari akuitirei nyasha.
Aiwa nemi. Manga makateerera kubva kuna mukoma kudzai Chipanga, vanova muteedzeri wemunyori muZANU-PF Youth League, muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Aiwa, hamawadiwa, nambetambe inoregwa ichanaka nekudaro ngaisi matambo. Anokoneka ine mfaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai mwina Jonga Kandemiri.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Blessing neurongwa hwako hwekudzidzisa vechidiki. Iye zvino tombodzora ndangariro tokupai kambo homeboy kubva kuna CB. Homeboy kubva kuna CB kwai nomabiyako upenyu unotekaira kana muri vairi vatatu ngeuri mbodzi ayo akadzionere kushamba kwavarega chikomana chepa South Africa ese zvongai kuti yapera regaiti mbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe vanoti munhu wese anofanirwa kupiwa chikafu asi vemapata anopikisa nedzimwe nyanzvi dzezvematongerwo enyika dzinoti aya mashoko chete. Sangano re Center for Natural Resource Governance rodzidzisa veruzhinji pamusoro pekodzero dzavo munzvimbo dzavanogara muchitariswa zviwanikwa. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi anokuoneka ine mufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndokusiya mina Marvelous Muhlanganya uye. Thank you.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, May the 29th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, President Robert Mugabe castigates the distribution of food along political lines at his Million Men March.
But for now, the people require food. They require homes. Have we enough food for them to last until the next season of agriculture? Are we distributing the food fairly? Everyone must eat regardless of their politics or religion. We must serve everyone in the country.
But political analysts and opposition party members dismissed the call, saying that this could have been politicking on the president's part.
What the president said at the rally is what was befitting for the occasion. But when it comes to the practical implementation of what he said, I foresee the same old approach of opposition supporters being denied food.
The Women's Health Alliance International calls on women seeking corrective obstetric fistula surgeries to register for a free clinic in August.
My name is Priscilla Mabande. I'm the National Program Coordinator for the Free Obstetric Fistula Surgeries campaign in Zimbabwe. Our organization, together with local partners, assists women who are suffering from obstetric fistula. Obstetric fistula occurs in two forms: vesicovaginal, known as the VVF, or rectovaginal, known as the RVF. And in either case, the woman becomes incontinent of urine or feces.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. President Robert Mugabe has castigated the distribution of food along party lines, saying in future, all Zimbabweans will receive food aid when available, despite their political affiliation. Opposition party members have been in the past complaining of being denied food by ZANU-PF distributors in rural areas. President Mugabe said this while addressing his members at the Million Men March in Harare.
But for now, the people require food. They require homes. Have we enough food for them to last until the next season of agriculture? Are we distributing the food fairly? Everyone must eat regardless of their politics or religion. We must serve everyone in the country. Chingane kuti chichi nokuti ava vari kumusangano we opposition saka tovanyima kudya.
But a political analyst and the opposition dismissed the call, saying this could have been politicking on the president's part and may not be implemented by his ZANU-PF members, who have been accused of denying opposition party members food. Political analyst Ricky Mukonza of Tshwane University in South Africa tells the Studio 7's Jonga Kantemiri his perspective on the issue.
My take is that there's not going to be any change. We have known ZANU-PF and its leaders to have mastered the art of indicating left and turning right. What the president said at the rally is what was befitting for the occasion. But when it comes to the practical implementation of what he said, I foresee the same old approach of opposition supporters being denied food. Because remember, it is the president who has said it. And when people will be denied food, it will be happening at a very low level where the president will not be. And I don't see any change taking place because the president had simply said what he said at the rally.
But can not these opposition members take the ZANU-PF members who will be distributing food to court or to the police to report them to the police because of defying what the president said.
I don't see that happening because, remember, our police has a history of being partisan, and they listen to ZANU-PF leaders who are in the provinces and the district. Those are the people who will be giving instructions, and the police simply listen to those people. They will not be influenced by a statement that was said at a rally somewhere in Harare. So I don't see anything really changing in terms of how this food distribution will be done, as long as ZANU-PF is in charge of the processes. Probably what I would suggest could show some seriousness is if ZANU-PF is prepared to move the distribution of food from its hands to civil society organizations that are really non-partisan, that could probably help. As long as we have a political party doing the distribution of food, you can't expect fairness.
That was political analyst Ricky Mukonza of Tshwane University in South Africa speaking with Jonga Kandemiri. The Center for Natural Resource Governance says it has launched a program under which to help rural communities to learn about their rights and how to access justice from mining communities that have taken over some of their land with no recourse. Farai Maguhu, director of the center, speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
CNRG, Center for Natural Resource Governance, is carrying out what is called a biocultural community protocol. This is a program whereby communities come together. They do a historical analysis of their community. They also map the resources within their community. And they are also capacitated in terms of understanding their environmental, economic, and cultural rights. After capacitating the communities, we also intend to bring lawyers to the villages to teach the community about their rights and access to justice. So we expect that after this first round of community meetings, we are going to select some cases where we are going to help the communities to sue mining companies for violation of different rights of communities.
Mr. Magu, we understand that the land and the natural resources, they belong to the state. How are the villagers expected to voice over these if they belong to the state?
One other thing that we are trying to do is also to challenge the constitutionality of the Communal Lands Act and the Mines and Minerals Act. These laws are in violation of the Constitution of Zimbabwe in that they vest the land, communal land, in the president, they vest the minerals in the president, which means communities do not own the land on which they live and the minerals beneath them. But there are two ways that we want to tackle this problem. First, it is to raise awareness at community level so that communities know the risk that they face because of this Communal Lands Act, that in the event that minerals are discovered in their area, they will be victimized, as we saw in Marange, where communities were displaced without compensation. The second thing, of course, is to challenge the constitutionality of these draconian and outdated colonial legislations, which favor the mining corporations at the expense of the communities. So we are going to do advocacy, but we're also going to challenge these laws so that they are aligned with the Constitution of Zimbabwe of 2018.
Are you working with the state and these mining companies?
The first thing we are doing, our first step, is to build the capacity of the communities so that they can sit on the table and negotiate from a position of strength with both the government and the mining companies. At the moment, there is an asymmetrical power balance where communities are powerless. And mining companies and the government, they sing from the same hymn book. They support each other. Once the community is capacitated, then we are going to try and create platforms where the community and the government, through, say, rural district councils, the Ministry of Mines, the Ministry of Gender, you know, there are a lot of women issues in the mining sector. They need now to come face to face. But at the moment, we fear that if we create this platform, there is a lot of intimidation that has happened in the past, where communities are scared to say things as they are when they are government officials. So capacity building is what we are aiming at right now. Then after that, we create these platforms.
That was the Center for Natural Resource Governance Director Farai Maguhu speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kanzemiri. The Women's Health Alliance International says it has now trained local doctors to perform obstetric fistula operations and will be conducting free clinics in August. It is asking those affected to contact them. The organization assisted 60 women in the last 2 months. An obstetric fistula is a hole between the vagina and rectum or bladder that is caused by prolonged obstructed labor, leaving a woman incontinent of urine or feces or both. Women affected are urged to contact the Women's Health Alliance and not to be ashamed, as they can be assisted to live a normal life.
My name is Priscilla Mabande. I'm the National Program Coordinator for the Free Obstetric Fistula Surgeries Campaign in Zimbabwe. Our organization, together with local partners, assists women who are suffering from obstetric fistula. Obstetric fistula occurs in two forms: vesicovaginal, known as the VVF, or rectovaginal, known as the RVF. And in either case, the woman becomes incontinent of urine or feces. The women are usually affected as a result of either child marriages, young girls with underdeveloped bodies, married off, and carrying pregnancies to full term. It can also result from prolonged labor, whereby a woman feels the labor pains and at the onset fails to seek adequate medical or health care, as well as obstructed labor, whereby complications arise during the onset of labor and the cost and duration of labor. Our organization helps the women of Zimbabwe with free repair surgeries, including transport money and covering their medical fees for them to be repaired off the obstetric fistula as part of the drive to end the occurrence and the presence of obstetric fistula in Zimbabwe.
For those that would like to get assistance from your organization, where do they find you?
Our organization has a hotline number to which you can send a message, give us a missed call or WhatsApp on 0782-640-840. I'll repeat the number. You can refer a patient, or if you are a patient, please send us a WhatsApp and message or a missed call on 0782-640-840. We will get back to you and give you a surgery date as and when the opportunity arises. But our mandate and our aim is to end and eradicate obstetric fistulas in Zimbabwe.
When is your next clinic that women can look forward to, those that may be affected by obstetric fistula?
Our next clinic is targeted for August 2016. Already in April and May, we have helped 60 women with free repair surgeries. And we also, in the meantime, have managed to train 8 local doctors. So if a woman comes forward to us and mentions which province she's from, as well as the area, we're still able to get her to be assisted by the local doctors who have been trained in the repair of obstetric fistulas.
That was Women's Health Alliance International National Coordinator Priscilla Mabande in Harare. People who wish to contact her can call this number, 0782-640-840. That number again, 0782-640-840. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Winston Coulthard, a Zimbabwean who joined in on the viral This Flag movement, started by Pastor Evan Mawarire, posting his own videos. Winston, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, Tatenda. So good to be here.
Now, the first question I have, you know, to a lot of you guys who've kind of, you know, put yourself in this viral movement, what resonated with you and made you want to, you know, sit there and record something and give your view on this flag?
I think a lot of young Zimbabweans have just been incredibly disillusioned in the last few years. We've seen our economy plummeting. We've seen corruption skyrocketing, but there haven't really been any sources for hope. Any opposition political structures seem to be in complete disarray, and there doesn't seem any possibility for democratic recourse. And so everyone just, there's just been a very depressed spirit. And Pastor Mawalile's videos, it just came this renewed life. And all of a sudden, it seemed like people started believing again that the Zimbabwe situation was not beyond redemption. And so I think that's really, that's what ignited me. And I think that's what's igniting literally millions of other Zimbabweans, young and old.
Right. And, you know, it has kind of snowballed. You know, each day it gets bigger and bigger. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I was absolutely blown away by the response. I posted my video. I didn't put any editorial work into it. You know, it took me about 20 minutes to make because I took a few retakes. And you know, to be honest, when I saw that it got 1,000 views, I was amazed. I was so chuffed. I was bouncing up and down. And I just didn't expect it to catch on in the way that it did. And I was very, very surprised by how the message of this movement has resonated with so many people.
And I know, talking about, you know, of course, what now becomes the main thing is politics. And I know in one of your videos, you made a point to say this is really not about politics. It's just more about Zimbabweans being able to speak out about the issues that they're seeing, what they want to be fixed. But what happens in Zimbabwean context is that the minute you speak up, you know, you're kind of put on a side.
Yeah, look, it's something that, you know, that is... I think as people getting involved in the campaign, we have to be very aware about it. And it's something that those opposed to the campaign always look to utilize as a distraction. Oh, this is just a political movement. These are just people, you know, solely seeking political ends. But while this could take a political direction, what it is now is it's simply Zimbabweans speaking about how they are unhappy with the government. And in that regard, it doesn't have anything to do with politics. I believe, you know, people who are members of the ruling party, ZANU-PF, can feel just as disenfranchised, just as excluded from that tiny minority who are benefiting from the Zimbabwean situation at the moment. They can feel just as separate from that whole grouping of people as a member of the opposition.
And just to end it here, Winston, what, you know, in the long run do you want to see? What will make you feel as an individual and also someone who has, as you called it, the bandwagon, jumped on this bandwagon, make you feel that the government or, you know, those responsible are responding positively to this movement? How will you gauge that?
The one thing that I think every person who is rallying behind this flag wants to see is just to see them recognize the wrongs, the problems that we mention. That's the first step, and it's a step that we have not seen so far. They've been trying to attack the character of Pastor Mawarire. They've been bringing up all these bogus distractions, like they're being funded by the West, and it's a money spinning venture, and all these different things, but they are consciously not engaging with the issues. Or they talk about the issues, but they come out and outright deny the issues. And so I think what we want, a vital first step, is for them to say, look, we recognize what you're saying is legitimate. These problems do exist. And then from there, we believe that they can actually take the relevant steps necessary to effecting meaningful change.
And with that, I want to say thank you so very much for talking to me today.
Thanks very much, Atenda.
That was Winston Coulthard, a Zimbabwean living here in the United States, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
Now to recap on today's top stories, President Robert Mugabe castigates the distribution of food along political lines at his Million Men March. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, May the 29th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.
siyabonga Mavelas. Siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 29 kuNkwenkwezi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ibandla elibusayo elezana uPF lilokhu ligcizelela ukuthi alehlulekanga ukubusa njalo lilamacebo amaningi eliwenzayo awukuvuselela umnotho welizwe kanye lokudala imisebenzi.
Kwamgabeni njalo kwezamkelo njalo asiyeni safuna ukubusilizwe elingalizwe.
Imbongi uLady Chawe okhangelelwe ukuba ngomunye wabahlabela lomculi weSouth Africa uRebecca Malope lamuhla kobulawayo uthi bakhangelele ukuthi kube leminye imikhosi efana lale lapho okuphatheka khona abesifazana abokholo lwesiKristu.
Sokudiphenda ngamapromota yethu ukuthi bathini, but isifiso sethu ukuthi siqhubeke with this kind of show ukuthi abantu abanezinyizikhethu ebathu.
Njengenjayelo, sizalithulela eziphathelane labatsha silontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ibandla elibusayo elezana uPF lilokhu ligcizelela ukuthi alihlulekanga ukubusa njalo lilamacebo amaningi eliwenzayo awukuvuselela umnotho welizwe kanye lokudala imisebenzi. Isiphathamandla saleli bandla umnumzana Joseph Chuma omela iphela ndaba mpophoma edalele iParliamente njalo elilunga ledalele iCentral Committee uthi ukufola kwenkulungwane lenkulungwane zamalunga aleli bandla esekela uMongameli Robert Mugabe ngeviki edluleyo yisibonelo sokuthi abantu bayazithemba inhlelo zakhe. Umnumzana Chuma uqala ngokuchasisa ngohlupho lokusilela kwemali.
Iya idimisi ngendlela enzeki kakhulu sibili ngoba abantu ngabe ngasela imali yokuthenga kusuka kuhlupheke kube lentoleleta i-circulation yakhona kodwa-ke into engithabulayo ukuthi kona i-RBZ yenza imizamo yonke ukuthi bona abantu bachaze ukubona ukuqakatheka kokusebenzisa into okuthiwa i-plus one imali lezi ehlela emabhenki wena usebenzisa nje kuphela ikhadi lakho ukuthi uswayiphe uzusenza lokho kuyabe ufuna ukwenza ukuyethenga kumbe ubhadala iy'ndleko ezithize.
Ye manje uhlelo lolo lwe-RBZ olutshoyo balufinyelela yini abantu abaningi? Sesikhuluma la ngabantu makhaza.
Asonto ezabalula kulokufundisana ukuthizwa ukuthi kumele kuyenzakale khona abantu. Ngiyathaba futhi ukuthi amanye amabhenki esilawo, amabhenki ngabo CABS. I-CABS eyi-one amabhenki ukuthi avele ajalwe ngabantu izini abantu eyazana. Sebeqala manje ukusuka entweni leyana yokuthi umuntu ebengena ebhenki eshiyafila amafomu nangalo kuthatha imali. Labo sebekhuthaza uzulu ukuthi umuntu kathathe ikhadi lelana i-plastic card lakho ongalisebenzisa kumbe ku-ATM ongalisebenzisa kumbe esupermarket ukuthenga i-grocery yakho. Enye into engaba yimbangela yohlupho yintona abantu abaselakho ukuthemba amabhanki la ngoba abuye amabhanki atshintshana ngobuningi bawo bebuya bevula bevala ekuvaleni kwabo bebevala le mali zabantu. So abantu baloku belokwesaba khona kana angazi lokubana khonapho-ke sizakwenza njani ukuthi kona abantu bakholwe ngamabhanka ethu ukwenzela ukuthi kona i-system le efuna ukubizwa i-RBZ isebenze phela yokusebenzisa i-plastic money okungamakhadi lawo.
Abanye njalo bathi isibonelo sokuthi uhulumende we-ZANU-PF usehlulekile.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe we-ZANU-PF kehlulekanga lutho. Ukumasha lokwana besitshengisela ubana besibatshela ukuthi kona upresident wethu ajingare singemva kwakhe uba umgabeni njalo wabezampiri njana asingeke safuna okokusilizwe elingalutolifileyo. Sizama ubana siyenza izinto ezokuthi ilizwe liphucuke kodwa bakhona abanye abahamba ngo school. They should deliver, they should bulala. I want to love an amateur of the wing of the Gazon Kondom. Whether she has no home, has no home. You have a Gazon Kondom and Lavana, and the Utan Kuruakuru, Sebastian Bivasi, Kama City, Afro Spot, Mavas Kimoya. You go on my woman is a little bit later. This leg woman is a game. This leg is Rabandu. So in March,
Mzana Joseph Chuma omela iphelandaba Mpophoma edalela eParliamente njalo elilunga ledalela Central Committee ubekhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai lithi kaliwakholwa amazwi kamongameli Robert Mugabe awokuthi wonke umuntu olambayo elizweni kumele aphiwe ukudla nguhulumende kungakhethwana ngokuthi ngowaliphi ibandla lezombusazwe. Amabandla aphikisayo ahlala ikhala ngokuthi amalunga awo ayabandlululwa ekwabiweni kokudla. Lokhu kusolwe ngumongameli Mugabe ngeviki edluleyo esithi ezombusazwe akumelanga zingenele kundaba zokudla. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lomabhalane obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo ze-MDCT, umnumzana Abednego Bebe ngalolu daba.
Kambe okuliqiniso asakakukhuluma kwenzakala eZimbabwe yena lukhulu kuyini? Angikuboni kukhona okuliqiniso asakakukhuluma. Engikwaziyo njalo ukuthi ukhuluma isiqiniso yikuhlukuluza abantu, liyakwazi abantu babebotshwa bengalamacala, abanye baphume bengathoniswanga, izinto zonezo esimazi ngazo. Kodwa kweqiniso qiniso lokuthi kuthiwa abantu bayaphiwa ukudla, hayi, mina ngibona ngani kakhulumi into ephilayo Mugabe. Esingakutsho nje ukuthi ukhulumela ukuthi kaselakho khonokukudla kokuthi abanika abantu bona abantu kabanika ukudla. Ngabe kuthi lakho ngabe sikhuluma enye language. Utsho njalo nje ukudla konoko kuvela emazweni amakhiwa wona lawo athone wathuka insuku nensuku. Usezama ukuthi atshengisele abantu beZimbabwe ekhampeni ukuthi yena nguye othenga ukudla lokho, awusuka boMgabe, ayisuke othenga ukudla lokho, uvela emakhiweni, ayisuko kwakho. Yikho namhlanje sisukuma zingene ezitaladeni siyana la maZimbabweans, usubuse wahlukuluza abantu isikhathi sesanele. I 36 years leyi oyibusileyo ngibonani siyanele sokufanele ukuthi la kuye phumula njengabanye okugula.
Okukahulumende khona okwe-GMB akusekho yini?
Kuvele kakulaludo leziphaleni okutholakala yikho khonokho okuncane okuyabe kuzuthi kona mhlawumbe kuyabe kufikile. Kodwa-ke kuphinde kuqedwe bona ababagayayo abagaya umumbu phela abathengisa impuphu. Osokukuningi kathesi-ke yimpuphu isitholakala ezitolo. Yikho ubona-ke inhlanganiso ezinjengabo-World Vision o-Christian Care labobani abasanikezi kakhulu abantu ukudla kodwa sebebanikeza imali ngalokho okuthiwa yi-eco cash. So khonokuyana-ke kukhombisa ukuthi sebe kubonile ukuthi hhayi ukudla kuyatholakala okuthengiswayo kungcono sinikeza abantu izimali.
Wona umumo wendlala ungathumi njani elizweni? Akula yini lapho sokunganeno khona abantu abadobhe okuncane emasimini?
Hayi, ubuneno bungabe bukhona kodwa-ke ubuneno buncane kulobubi esibubonayo. Ngezinye indlela sithi ukuba nganeno sikubona-ke hhayi kungani-ke balutshwane abakunganeno abaningi kubi sibili. Nanku phela size sibone sincedwa abantu amazwe amanye angaphandle kweZimbabwe. Amazwe wona leyo ngiwatsho ukuthi atshona ethethiswa ngumungameli welizwe. Kutho ukuthi abaningi abatholanga-ke abalutshwane yibo abatholiwe.
Umnumzana Abednego Bebe ngumabhalane obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT njalo umela iNkayi South edalele eParliamente. Ubexoxa ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala khonapha eMelika ezivela emadolobheni achiyeneyo aleli lizwe bezithe gwaqa e-Ontario eCalifornia emkhosini owenziwa minyaka yonke olemicimbicimbi echiyeneyo owaziwa ngokuthi yiZim Expo. Oqalise ngeviki edluleyo waphela lamhla ntambama. Umkhosi lo unceda abeZimbabwe abahlala eMelika ukuthi benikane amacebo achiyeneyo awokuqhuba amabhizimusi lokunye. Iziphathamandla zesigodlo seZimbabwe eziseMelika ziyanceda ngokulungisela abantu incwadi zokuhambisa ezama-passports. Kule midlalo eyokukhetha untombazana omuhle kulabanye uMiss Zimbabwe USA. Imidlalo yebhola, abahlabeleli, njalo kuyabukiswa impahla ezilempawu zeZimbabwe kanye lokudla okufanayo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America ise Washington. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 meter wave la ku shortwave 4930, 6065 la ku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo kusithola ebulenjeni ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ngesilitshiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo Studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama unguntungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje ngixoxa lo mnumzana Zenzele Ndebele ongomunye wabasungule inhlanganiso ye Center for Innovation and Technology kobulawayo. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Ndebele.
Ngiyabonga baba Nkomo.
Akusichazisele ngenhlanganiso yakho, lenzani kahle kahle?
Kulapho ke esifuna ukuthi khona abatsha lesifiso sokuthi benze ezamakhompyutha, ezokurekhoda, ezeactivism, ezokuzilolonga ngezinto zabo-social media, behlangane, ezokufilima amakhamera, behlangane bebonisane imbono, bethole indawo lapho abangathola khona engathi khona i-internet e-fast ukuthi benelise ukuthi benze into zabo. Because uzananzelela ukuthi ngesikhathi sesiphila kiso kathesi yonke into esenziwa ku-internet esingathi khona uyalive in a global village where everything is done online. It has created ama opportunities ukuthi abantu benelise ukuthi bethengise into zabo kwamanye amazwe even beseZimbabwe. So thina sizama ukuthi sincedise abatsha ukuthi amathuba abo okuthengisa lokho abakwenzayo kwamanye amazwe kube ngani abaphezulu. Njalo sikhuthaza abatsha ukuthi bangasebenzisa i-technology le ukuthi ke becomplaine abakuswelayo ezigabeni zabo, because you realize it's gonna what you are saying, that we can use art for what's gonna be activism. Besebenzisa i-art usola nxa bekhona abakuswelayo, kumbe njalo ukukhuthaza abanye abatsha ukuthi bekhangele into ezijene, ngaba i-HIV, ungaba i-corruption, ungaba ngumbuso omubi wamakhansila ngokahulumende.
Ubona abasakhulayo bakwamukela njani lokho elizama ukubatshengisa khona?
Abasakhulayo bakwamukela kakhulu, ngoba ngathi kona inhlanganiso yakuqala kobulawayo ukuthi kube le nto ethiwa i-creative hub, lapho abatsha abangabuya besebenzise i-inthanethi behlangane labanye abale abatsha futhi abalembono enjengeyabo. Because ungafika kusentaleni uzathola umuntu abelele, uzathola umbazi, uzathola umuntu opendayo, uzathola i-journalist, uthole-ke umuntu oyi-activist. Nje bahlangana abatsha bekhulume ngendaba ezijiyeneyo, ngoba isikhathi esiningi amathuba wona lawo kawakho, ngoba uzathola ukuthi ngabadala kuphela abakhulumela phezulu entweni eziningi. Abatsha babizwa nxa sekumele kutshaywe itoyitoyi, kutshaywe i-million march, kube yi-political violence, kube yijika matshe, abadala bangawina-ke sebefinjeni bezikhundleni, abatsha sebekhohlakala. That's why you find ukuthi most of the times abantwana abatsha ngeqeda baku-MTC kumbe bakuzanu kumbe bakuzaphu batshona bekhala ngokuthi kabala nsimu zokulima, abala mhlabathi, kabala lendi yokuwakha izindlu zabo, ngoba they are always used and abused most of the time.
Ukuqunywa kwamagetsi kuliphazamisi yini emsebenzini wenu?
Ingathi wakathesi ke bekungani ke kuba ngcono, because ye ahamba kodwa kusafanani la last year, lapho kade ehamba khona almost for 8 hours. These days ke iviki liyenelisa ukuthi liphele, but esikade sizama ukwenza ukuthi khona sifake lati izinto ezinjengama-generator ukuthi amagetsi angahamba senelisa ukusebenza. But wakathesi ngathi hhayi, ukuhamba kwamagetsi kongasafekthi kakhulu, ngoba behamba maybe once in a while, akusafanani ke lensuku lezi ezidluliwe ukuthi everyday amagetsi behamba.
ukona lisebenza njani kahle kahle ababuyayo bezodinga uncedo kini ekubafundiseni liyabahlawulisa lisebenza njani
thina ngendlela esisebenzayo ngawe kathe sikuthi siyaba nama-training programs lapho-ke esi-traina khona abantu ngama-groups so kulama-programs lapho khona abale mali yabo bayenelisa ukuthi bebuye bezobhadale benze i-training ye-social media benze i-training ye-sound engineering benze i-training ye-video filming bese kusithi kwesinye isikhathi futhi siya-aplayela ama-grants kuma-benhlanganiso ezijeneyo ukuthi sisebenzela labo abangelayo imali so zathola ukuthi sizama ukuthi sebenzelani nama-youth center kubomakokoba ama-youth center kubomzulukazi ngaphi kubulawayo kolapho esizama ukuthi sihlangane le-city council sikhulume layo ukuthi ama-youth center lawa angancedisa abatsha lapho-ke kuma-youth center sizabe sihamba thina ngamalanga athize siyesebenzela abatsha labo ngaphandle kwembadalo because sizama ukuthi sithole abanye abantu abangathi take care of ama-cost lawa because eza kunanzelela-ke ukuthi kona kuqakathekile ukuthi abatsha benanzele ukuthi kona kumele thole impilo ezandleni zethu entweni ezizenzayo so kwese sikhathi i-dollar syndrome isuke idistebe kakhulu ukuthi abantu bonke into eyenzakayo bafisa ukuthi ngayenzwa mahara yet kulama-cost so weare trying to come up with a model whereby we are not a purely dollar funded organization but we are also creating on our funding siyazenzela lathi imali ukwenza ukuthi sebelisekela lathi ukuthi sibe lombono because kwese sikhathi xa utshone nika nsuku zonke okunika imali layo ngakutshela into yokwenza
hayi siyabonga zekusibe kukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo
hayi lamindeleengoma
belilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa lo munye wabasunguli benhlanganiso ye-Center for Innovation and Technology kwabulawayo umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo umuntungamile inkomo lila
siyabonga ntungamile imbongi uchawekazi Damasane okhangelele ukuba ngomunye wabahlabela lo mculi weSouth Africa uRebecca Malope lamuhla wobulawayo uthi bakhangelele ukuthi kube leminye imikhosi efana lale lapho okuphatheka khona abesifazana abokholo lwesiKristu asizweni amazwi akhe
ishow yokuqala leyakhe kuqakathekile ukuthi kube ngabo bantu besifazana kuphela ukuthi yathi sithole ithuba ukuthi ibekwazi ukuthi kulabomama namankazana abahlabela abakwanisa ukudumisa uNkulunkulu kungabi kuhlangene
uthi ikushow yokuqala kulamanye yini ama-shows azaba khona
yisifiso ukuthi azaba khona bofuna ukuzayo khona sizayenza khona pha eZimbabwe and then hopefully siphume sekudiphenda ngama-promoter yethu ukuthi bathini but isifiso sethu ukuthi siqhubeke with this kind of show ukuthi abantu abane-music yethu esathu so isifiso sibe sinaso ukuthi ishow le iphumelele and sibe nama-shows alandelayo amaningi
leyo yimbongi uChawekazi Damasane phecelezi Lady Chawe esixoxelaye ekobulawayo abanye abaphatheka kulo mkhosi ngo-Abigail Moyembe utholakele lothobekile labanye asizweni-ke umculo kaRebecca Malope umculo wengoma yesiKristu zigqiba ezalamhlanje ngesikhangele ebezikhokhela ibandla elibusayo eleZanu PF lilokhu ligcizelela ukuthi alihlulekanga ukubusa njalo lilamacebo amaningi eliwenzayo awokuvuselela umnotho welizwe kanye lokudala imisebenzi silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC
You have have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.